We're back.
We're back. Episode 13 of the Outside Noise Show.
Oh, yeah. We're here. Trevor Talks, Eddie Eats, ready to bring you people the best podcast you ever listened to in your god dang life. We're ready to go. We're here.
It almost...
Plenty of banter.
Almost got pushed, but we're doing it.
We're doing it. Slight technical difficulties on Eddie Eats segment. That's Eddie why we Eats do not call him Eddie Technology.
Absolutely. Just destroyed on this end of the technology, but it's okay. We're pushing through, and I'll have a new mic next week that will sound better. The new mic I bought, it's not going to work for this one, but I'll have a new mic that'll sound crispy clear next week. Trev, we had the Masters this last weekend, huh?
We did have the Masters, and I said in the last show I was determined to watch it. I was determined to really take in the tournament, really get involved, and I did. And I'm proud of myself. I watch pretty much every day. I wouldn't say every single stroke of every single day, but I watched a lot of it. And it was great. Such an enjoyable experience. Augusta's awesome. The Masters is so cool. It's such a unique thing. I loved it.
I love
how was your Masters experience, Ed?
Great. I love hearing about all the lore of like Augusta and all the different rules and regulations they have and stuff. I had a great Masters weekend. I, like you said, or like yourself, I watched every day. Which I usually, it's pretty rare for me to watch every day. Usually I only watch Sunday or maybe a little Saturday. Watched every day. Didn't watch like all of it, but watched every day. Scottie Scheffler, amazing. I was rooting for Max Homa a lot. I had him top five, but
yeah.
Scottie Scheffler is just unreal. He's playing at Tiger Scottie levels right now.
He was like the first person or something to win back-to-back players in like a long time or maybe ever. And then, yeah, he's won the Masters twice in 3 years. I love, too, the peach colored shirt on Masters Sunday. I thought that was like a nice touch.
Mm.
I like that
a lot.
Did you
see the guy was it peaches on his ball or pineapples on his golf ball? It was
I think
Sunday.
Some golf company put peaches on one of their balls. It might have been Callaway. But I know that was a thing. Like they put peaches on their ball for the Masters since it's in like
Georgia
Augusta.
Peaches, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Georgia peaches, exactly.
Or peaches.
But I don't know if I saw that, but I saw something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so our Masters situation, I just said this before, but we had a little Masters party, actually, which is kind of rare. It was a day party, started at like 10 o'clock, so we had everyone wear golf and tennis attire. Luckily, I was told at the last second that it was not just golf and tennis attire, it was golf pros and tennis hose, and I almost wore my tennis stuff, which would have been a major problem. I was gonna wear my white shorts and my whole tennis getup, but I switched to golf pro at the last second, which was a good save. But yeah, it was a cool seeing everyone drinking champagne, watching a little Masters. It was a cool, fun. It's very rare to have people at a party kind of around the TV, but we were because we were so locked in. But it was super, super fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you weren't a tennis hoe.
Yeah, me as well. Trev, did you hear about this little interesting Masters tidbit? So on Monday after the Masters, there's four media members that get selected out of the whole media that goes to Augusta, and they get to play Augusta. There's a big lottery.
Yeah, wasn't that something about like the media rights, how they're free? Like that's like part of it, where CBS
yes.
and Fox, like whoever runs it, gets to play.
Exactly, but listen to
in,
this.
Like tournament conditions, that's crazy.
Listen to this, yes. So four people got selected, and one of the four, it was a woman who's never played golf in her entire life, got selected
oh my God.
To play the Masters at Augusta, and people were not very happy about it because they're like, are you kidding me? I would give my left hand to be able to play one round at Augusta, and this lady's playing her first ever round there. She's probably going to shoot a 250 or a 300.
Yeah, that's crazy. I may have heard something like that, but I didn't know that exact story, but that's wild. That is brutal.
She might
honestly.
Even skip a couple holes. I mean, like, she's going to be picking up her ball. I mean, yeah, cool for her, but I feel bad for the other three media members that are going to be selected with her, paired with her.
Oh, I think they'll be just fine. They get to play Augusta. Augusta National.
True. They're going to be stoked.
That's super cool. All right. And more sports news. Looking forward, NBA play-in tournament. Starts tonight?
Starts in
Tuesday?
30 minutes. My team, the Warriors, play in 30 minutes at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, and they play the Kings in a play-in game tonight, and I am a little bit nervous, but I think they're going to win tonight. I don't know about their next game, but it's a play-in game, single elimination. But yeah, we got the NBA playoffs starting off. Very fun.
Yeah, and I think as the NBA playoffs start, I think it'd be fun if we each picked a team that we think is going to win it all.
Mm.
Little outside noise show pick of the week.
A little future pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. So my heart, of course, I want the Warriors to win it all. That's what my heart wants and says. Warriors, I have some Warriors futures and stuff. If I'm being realistic for the show, I would say the Nuggets are going to win it all. They are so stacked. Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. They're loaded. They can't really be stopped. They won it last year. I don't see them losing again this year. But I hope they do. I hope they lose to the Warriors. Trev, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the big dogs from the East. They're the betting favorites right now. And I know it's a little bit of a chalky pick, but I have not watched one NBA game all season. So I'm going to take the Celtics, and I'm just going to let that ride. Because I wish I would have took Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters, and he was the betting favorite. So.
Good call.
No, and Boston's loaded, cool.
Too. I mean, Boston's so loaded. They honestly probably should have won it a couple times by now. They lost to the Warriors a couple years ago, and they lost to the Heat in playoffs last year. Celtics are loaded. They're kind of due, but they have the kind of thing the Niners have going right now. Is they're like so good, but they just can't get over the hump. So they're kind of in the same boat as the Niners. But, yeah, so you get the Celtics, I got the Nuggets. What if they match up in the finals? That would be a fun little
outside
noise show rivalry in the final.
They'd call it the Outside Noise Show Finals.
Yeah, they would. We might have to sponsor it.
Broadcasters,
a sponsor in there for the NBA Finals.
I don't know if I got the pockets for that. But yeah. we'll definitely think about it. We'll consider it.
So sorry if there's any noise. My roof is getting redone right now, which is a very cool and awesome thing. But you might hear a little thunder here and there, little bangings, but it's all right. Got some people working on my roof.
What a better time to build a pod.
What a better time. I get home and I just see a bunch of people. I get home and it's like there's just gunshots going off. But hey, you know, you got to get the podcast out to the people, to all those exactly. Listeners.
Every Wednesday, yep. Whether you guys like it or not.
Every Wednesday. It's coming.
All right, Ed. Shall we roll into our new segment from last week? It is the Gooby Googles Google It segment.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So this is where we ask each other questions that we probably don't know and that we Googled.
Or just like interesting questions. Yes. Correct.
Yep. Okay. Googles, Google it segment.
There you go. Trev, I'd love to start off here. Let's just go.
Take the reins, Edward.
Let's just go back and forth here.
Yeah.
Okay. Trev, random facts. My theme is like people and numbers. How many people have been to space? And then bonus question, of that amount, how many have died trying to go to space?
Oh, trying to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
So is this like they got out of the atmosphere or like they – it wouldn't be like people that have like touched the moon.
No,
right?
No, not people that touched the moon. People have been to space. So people have been out of the atmosphere and like floated up. They might not have like gone into the space station or something, but they've gone into space. Like they've been into space. And they've had, like, zero gravity, and they're, like, in a spaceship in space.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? We have a space station, an international space station.
Like that's a thing.
That's crazy. I don't think I think about that enough. I think I should think about that more, because that is nuts. That
people are just living there. People are living there. Some people are going to the moon soon, thanks to – shout out to Elon. But, yeah, so how many people do you think have been to space? And then of that number, how many think have died? It's a hard one. It's just kind of an interesting, you know.
Stat. This is wild. I know. I'm going to say, I don't know why my brain's going here, but I'm going to say 612 people have been to space.
Wow, Trevor. That is an amazing guess. 676 people have been to space.
What? That's crazy.
That's a good guess.
The only thing to 600 came to my brain.
That's a really good guess.
A lot of people have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Of that.
How many have died?
Yeah. Of those 676, how many have died trying to go?
I'm going to say 28.
Great guess. 19. But you're in the ballpark.
Still pretty close.
You're in the ballpark for both of those. You were right in the ballpark for both of those.
I figure, like, I know that one whole rocket ship blew up.
Yeah.
And that was probably about 12 people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay, cool. Nice. I mean, I'll take that.
You ballpark both those. Yeah.
All right. I'll take a ballpark any day.
Hit me.
Okay. So the first one is this kind of, I just thought you would be interested in this. And then the second two actually go along with a little bit of a theme we have for this episode 13 of the Outside Noise Show.
Okay.
Question one, though. What is the largest salmon ever caught in pounds?
Okay. So it's got to be a king Pacific salmon.
It is a king.
And I'm trying to do a little math in my head because I usually get about a pound of salmon when I go. So times by two. I'm going to say 16-pound salmon.
126 pounds.
No shot.
It's a big old boy.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know salmon got that big. That's like a big, big, big salmon. Wow.
It was a big old boy. It was a big old boy. It was caught in a fish trap in Alaska in 1949.
Wow. I was going to say, yeah, you're not reeling that thing in. That's pure muscle.
Yeah, no, that's a big old boy. But, yeah, 126
pounds. Dude, that would feed me for like almost a year of salmon. Sheesh.
Eddie Eats would be a very happy boy if someone dropped off 126 yeah, pounds of salmon. That is
wow.
That's a door.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. What do you got for me, Edward?
Okay.
I'm trying to stay hot here.
How many people in the United States are still alive from World War II? Or like how many US veterans are still alive from World War II? Because there's a lot of people
that served. I might know this.
A lot of people.
I know. Oh yeah, I know. Like, is this like infantry or people that were in like the Navy, the Army, anything?
Anything. People
like nurses
who,
too.
People who served in World War II.
So this like includes like nurses and
stuff
like that. I wouldn't
necessarily say nurses.
Okay, so 1945. Was
the end
55? No. I'm seeing how long ago that was. That was 55 plus 20, 75 plus 2, 77 years ago. So they'd have to be at least 10. So they'd be like 86. That'd be more than 10. They have to be like 20. Maybe 96. I'm gonna say. 70 people.
70 people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not in the ballpark, I'll say.
Is it like a bunch of people?
It's a lot of people. Because think about it. So it's 119,000 people.
119,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Not even
close.
Not even close.
Are they like veterans? Or they what? Does it say like what they're primarily made up of?
Just veterans, yeah. Like, how many people were U.S. veterans served in World War II?
You know what the stat was that messed me up? I think there's no Holocaust survivors
that's
left alive.
Probably more
I think that's
accurate.
What it is. That's what messed me up, because I was like,
yeah.
I don't think there's any. But then I'm like, wait, there only need to be 86. I think that's some stat where it's like the last person that like was in a Holocaust, like one of those concentration camps.
Yeah, that would make more sense, that the Holocaust survivor being 70. Yeah, 190,000.
Okay,
still a lot of people.
100,000. That's crazy.
119,000. So, because there's a lot of people.
Not ballpark.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, to go with the challenge that's coming this week that everyone knows about, 100,000 steps, 100 eggs. This question is: What is the fastest anyone's ever ran around the world? And it is possible. This isn't a trick question.
Well.
How long did it take?
Like the distance, or
no, how long did it take in days?
You can't
run
across
the
world. Did they go through like Alaska and stuff?
They cross like every continent. I think is how it works.
Okay, so they would fly and then run and fly and then run, because obviously you can't go across the ocean.
Yeah, or like take a boat or something.
Okay, okay. So
there's a map of it.
Okay, so let me just do some quick math, because from here to Florida, it's like 36 days without sleeping. Running with sleeping, I'm going to say, and this is the fastest someone's ever done it.
Fastest ever.
Given that it's probably someone really good at running and very fast, still a lot, I'm going to say 83 days.
621 days.
Didn't even ballpark it. Didn't ballpark it. 2 years. I had a lot of faith in these individuals.
They ran all of New Zealand. They ran across Australia. They ran from India to around Greece, up to Finland, down Sweden, down Germany to the UK, and then they took a boat or a plane to Brazil. Well, they kind of hit everything. They never touched Africa, really. They were in like the Middle East, and then went down to South America, ran across South America, and then looks like they took a flight. Oh wait, no. How did this even work? I don't know, but 621 days it took.
Yeah, I was a lot of that. I guess. Yeah, that my answer didn't really make a ton of sense, but
didn't make it to Alaska. But it looks like they did end in around Seattle.
Whoa, nice.
Or started. I don't really know if they started or ended there, but
very cool. But yeah,
good guess. What do you got for me, Edward?
Okay, ready. Here we go. For Trev, we have of the 20 people with the most Instagram followers, can you name 5 on the top 20?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably not. Give me Kylie Jenner 1.
Okay, let me check. Kylie Jenner is on there. She's at number 5 spot. So you're 1 for 1.
Who else has a lot of followers? Kim Kardashian?
She is, yes, she's number 8. She's number 8. 5 and 8.
So I've got 2.
You've got 2.
Who else has a bunch of followers? Justin Bieber.
Okay. 13. Nice. He's number 13.
So I need 2 more.
Yep. This should be pretty easy.
I'm kind of getting tapped out.
Think sports, think music.
Oh, Messi.
Messi is number 3.
And then can I go Ronaldo?
Yep, number 2. One more.
All right, so that's 5.
Oh, is that not 5? Oh, yeah, that's
Kim
5.
K, Kylie, Ronaldo, Justin Bieber, Messi.
Yep, you killed it.
Who else is up there? Give me a little tidbit.
The number 1 account is Instagram. Cristiano Ronaldo is number 2. Messi 3. Selena Gomez 4. Kylie Jenner 5.
I was thinking Selena. That's crazy.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson 6. Ariana Grande 7. Kim K 8. Beyonce 9. Khloe Kardashian 10. Nike 11. Kendall Jenner 12. Bieber 13. National Geographic 14. I like that.
That's
Taylor
cool.
Swift 15. Virat Kohli, don't know who that is, 16. Jennifer Lopez, 17. Nicki Minaj, 18. Kourtney Kardashian, 19. And Neymar, 20. That is crazy that all that whole entire Kardashian family is on this list. Like, wow.
Yeah,
they have such a big influence. I didn't realize. I mean, obviously I knew they were famous. I didn't know they had this big of an influence, though. Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
Just millions of followers.
I remember when Kylie was, like, up there. I just remember hearing something about that.
But yeah, Kylie has 400 million followers.
Yeah, that's like unfathomable. How much does Instagram have? A billion?
Instagram has 671.4 million.
Who's following Instagram? Like, what?
I think most people do. I think almost everyone, like, I follow Instagram. I don't know. That is kind of random. I feel like that almost like comes attached with your account almost. Like, I probably followed them when I was in like fifth grade. Like, oh, Instagram. I don't know.
I wonder if I follow Instagram.
You might. You're not even
hide it though, so you don't even notice.
Yeah,
I do not.
Oh, nice. You're not a follower. Okay.
Well, plenty of people
are. That was my third question.
Okay, I got one for you, and this goes right along with your challenge. What is the fastest, or what is the most amount of hard-boiled eggs eaten and or peeled and then eaten in 1 minute?
Whoa.
I feel like you might know
peeled.
This. Peeled and eaten.
I don't know what off the top of my head. Because peeling, I'm really good at eating them. I'm really bad at peeling them. But I'm assuming they just have a quick peel and eat. It's like a 1-2-1. 1-2-1. I'm going to say 14.
6.
What?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I don't know why it takes so long to like
peel. We might have to try this out. We might have to try that one out.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've looked at like, it's on the Guinness World Records.
Okay. Well, I might have to give that one a shot then. If I can get better at peeling, because I can easily eat six in a minute. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Six in a minute is just about the peeling. So I guess while I'm eating it, I have to be peeling at the same time. And honestly, yeah. I might down a couple shells while I'm at it.
Honestly, at that point, why not? But yeah,
if I don't get the whole thing off.
It was Ashrita Furman in 2012 in New York.
I'm taking Ashrita down. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think you should go for that. That's not that. I mean, Ashrita. Yeah. What if you just didn't even peel it? You just ate.
That's against the rules.
Like, knock some peel off and just ate them.
I'm just like, oh my god, choking. But
well, Eddie wouldn't quit.
I wouldn't.
Right, well, that was great. That was a great little Gooby Googles Google It segment. I really enjoyed that one. I think now we get right into the Eddie Eats segment. I don't see any reason in delaying.
Yes. Okay. So the reason why I might be a little stressed out right now, might be a little bit antsy. I have this 100K 100 egg challenge I'm doing tomorrow, starting at 12 tonight, where I'm walking 100,000 steps, as you know, and eating 100 eggs. And this challenge is not as thought out. I'm not as prepared as I was for the 10K challenge. So I got to get that dialed in right now. And I'm basically having a no day tomorrow because it's a Wednesday in the middle of the week and I'm not going to do anything besides walk and eat eggs. So I'm getting done with all my homework, all my stuff. It's kind of stressful getting all my packing in 2 days into one right now and doing a podcast, but it's working. I have some fun stuff planned for the challenge. I'm walking to this place called Beth's at 12 o'clock at night and they do 12 egg omelets. So I'm going to get a 12 egg omelet at Beth's to start off the challenge with a bang. I'm going to go bowling tomorrow with my bowling team. I'm going to play tennis with my brother. I might play around at golf. And I'm going to be walking all day. I'm probably going to go to sleep at about 5 o'clock in the morning for about an hour and a half nap. But yeah, I'm going basically the whole day. So it's going
to
be a long day.
That's wild. So you're going to go bowling to walk 100,000 steps?
And just kind of be entertaining for the video. Yeah, but I'm going to do bowling. I have to go bowling anyways. Yeah, I'm going to play some tennis with my brother. Again, might go golfing. Obviously, not in a cart. Walking.
Yeah, exactly.
Walking.
Well, that's golfing. Awesome. Yeah. I'm excited. I mean, I'm worried that I'm not, because I want to help. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I didn't even know this challenge was happening because I'm not going to be there, and I'm a little worried because I want everything to go smoothly. But I mean,
I know. Ben Daddy's gonna be helping me out. Ben Daddy's gonna be helping me out for sure.
That's great. That's great. I think you should definitely get Ben Daddy in the video. I think people would love to meet Ben Daddy.
She's actually walking to Beth at nights so I don't be alone at Dream Lake where all the homeless people are.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I'm excited for that, Ed. I mean, I definitely want some video updates while you're doing it, but I'm also going to really want to watch that video. I'm very excited.
Yes. Eddie's going to have to learn how to edit himself to put together that video.
I think Eddie needs to figure it out. I mean, Eddie's versus technology is a serious rivalry, but I think
usually I'm good. I've been getting just killed the last couple months. Just absolutely killed.
Oh gosh. Well, I'm excited, Ed. I think it's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good time. Do you have anything else to add to each segment this week?
I mean, obviously my head's just all thinking about this 100K challenge. So all my energy's going into that. Nothing much else, but big, obviously second big challenge of the Eddie Eats saga, and I'm excited for it. I really am.
Yeah, what kind of training have you done any training for this? Is there any, like, because I know for the 10K you were doing a bit of training.
So I've been averaging about 15,000 steps in the last month. So that's just above average for sure. Playing baseball did not help on Friday. The hip flexors got a little sore, but you don't need those to walk. The only thing I'm worried about is the dog is getting sore, but I'm going to have ice baths prepared for my feet and a Shakti mat that you'll see in the video. It's little points that I step on because my feet are going to get sore. That's my thing I'm worried about because obviously I know from Disneyland past experience is like after about 40,000, your feet start to just kill. They start to hurt so bad. And there's nothing you can really do to avoid that besides just mentally powering through. I'm going to take some Advil. I'm going to take some Aleve. I'm going to put some like numbing cream on there, have a lot of coffee. And just make it happen. I'm just going to make it happen. You know, tomorrow's going to be gritty. And, yeah. But it's going to go down.
Yeah. Well, that's the theme of the Eddie Eats Challenge videos. It's all grit. It's all determination. It's not pretty at times, but it gets done.
Some people think I'm going to end up in the hospital from the amount of eggs that I'm going to be consuming. But I'm not. It's all good. It's going to be a lot of cholesterol. I can eat eggs for a little bit a while after that.
You're going to love it. I feel like walking and eating eggs is like your dream. Like you're just going to be bowling. You're going to be egg popping the whole time. You're going to have like hard boiled on deck the whole day. Just popping, pop. Like you're going to be so pumped.
And every place I walk, it's my, guess what I get to do when I get there? Eat eggs. Like the what?
You should bring some eggs on your walk, maybe. Little bag of eggs.
I'm going to have a little cooler full of hard boiled for sure.
Is there any concern that you're going to hate eggs during this challenge?
People have told me that too. I think I might for like 5 or 6 days. Like I'm probably not going to eat eggs again after this for like a week. And then I'm just right back in my usual.
Get rolling.
Routine.
You rely more on the salmon and sweet potatoes for that week?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I did an appetizers draft with my girlfriend Brooke this weekend. And I was curious what your top three apps would be. If you had to do top three, maybe top five if you need to.
No, but, I mean, top three, I can't think Eddie of eats. Off the top of my head right now. I mean, sweet potato.
Can I think of one that you're going to love?
What? Yeah.
Roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. Every place I go that has them, I get those. Roasted Brussels
sprouts. What's your dream? Give me, like, a top five dream appetizer. So maybe this isn't something that, like, everyone always has on the menu, but if every place could have this. What would you be thinking there?
Ooh, that tuna tartare that you had that one time. It was one of your
salmon
tartare.
Salmon tartare. Yeah, you love that.
Chips and guac.
Okay, yeah.
That's just a classic. Definitely. One of my favorites. Oh, Trev, you're putting me on the spot here.
I had to put you on the spot. I'm thinking about it a lot.
I mean, like, thing is, like, I would. How do you define an appetizer versus, like, normal food? Because I could just say, like, oh, I want a little bit of eggs as my appetizer. I want a little bit of salmon as my appetizer, you know?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. It's your world. Right? This is Eddie's restaurant.
I feel like my appetizers...
That would be a good segment, actually.
I feel like my appetizers and my main courses would kind of meld, and you just... For your appetizer, you just get a smaller portion of that thing. So, like, instead of the huge dish of salmon, you just get a little dish. Or instead of a huge dish of... eggs and avocado, you just get a little bit of eggs and avocado. Or instead of a huge bunch of sweet potato, you just get a little bit.
I like that. I think a good idea is maybe next week we do our master's dinner. Because you know they get to try their own dinner?
Yes.
I think that'd be
that's
fun.
That's what we're doing. That's a great thing. Okay, yeah. We'll do our master's dinner.
You gotta have an app, you gotta have an entree, you gotta have a little
dessert.
Yeah,
a little dessert. Okay.
I think that'd be
fun. I love it. Okay.
Well, that's great. I just want to get your take on some appetizers. Because I was curious where Eddie eats. Mine went with that.
And I would need a little time to really think about that one. But
yeah, I got another question for you, Ed. And this is something that I've had.
Okay.
I've had this written down for a while because I've been curious. And I think this is a good time to ask it. Give me what's on your bucket list, Edward? What do you got? Give me a couple things you got on there.
Skydiving.
Big skydiver. Okay.
I didn't want to do it for a while. After I went ziplining, I realized I definitely want to do it. I want another bucket list. I do want to see all the 7 wonders of the world. Right now, I'm 4 out of 7.
How many you got right now? 4? Oh, wow, you're already well on your way.
Yeah. So I hopefully we'll get that. Bucket list. Wow.
Can I say one for sure?
Say one.
See an orca whale.
Oh, yes. Yes. See an orca whale. Someone's seen it. Lived in Seattle, lived in the Puget Sound my whole life. Still haven't seen an orca whale. What the hell is that? What the hell even is that? Haven't seen an orca whale.
Yeah.
And I do want to touch that fin one day. Grab that fin. Squeeze that
consensually.
Fin.
Like it wants you to. It wants to touch it, right?
It has to be, it has to kind of like bob its fin at me and kind of do some little squeaks and perks or something. And then I'll know, it wants me to touch that fin. Squeeze that fin.
Yeah, you would know.
I would know. There's people that jump in the water and swim with orcas. It's crazy.
That'd be crazy. Imagine seeing that big old whale in there. That's been my favorite. Okay, wait. This is another question. We may have talked about this before. I'm just picking your brain here a bit. What's your top three favorite Instagram content? Because I'll give you mine. I'll give you a line. I'll let you think. First off, wild animals. Like I love, good orca whale, good lion. I saw a thing today where this lion, tiger, and bear grew up in this big drug house where this like crazy like drug guy kingpin or whatever had all these exotic animals, and when they like raided the house they ended up taking the animals obviously, but they kept them together in their own enclosure. So this
black bear, tiger, and lion were all buddies. And there's all these pictures of them together.
That's amazing. I love those stories. That I have a book that says like it's like about uncommon relationships in nature. And it's all about that same kind of thing. Like a dog raises the lions, or the duck is friends with the hyena, or, you know, just crazy
connections. That's like awesome. That. So that'd be my one. My animals was one. I think two would be sports. I love like whatever sports kind of popping during that time of year, like when it's football season, football all day. And then it's been golf recently. I think I'm going to get into playoff hockey. I'm very drawn to playoff hockey. I think it's something that I've never really delved into too much, and I'm gonna kind of immerse myself in that. But right now it's pretty much golf and football, and then a little bit of baseball, but not really anymore. And then three would be food. I love a good food video of them making something. Or there's this one guy who fishes in this pond, and then he cooks whatever he catches, and it's always like weird stuff like catfish and frogs, and it's cool.
I think we have a pretty similar Instagram feed then, because that's about my same. That's about all I get too. Obviously, you get your friends and stuff posting, but yeah, that's about.
Yeah,
I get so many whale videos now. It's crazy. Like fifth video is just a whale video.
I know. I've been tweaking that algorithm. I'm like, more whales. I love it.
I've been tweaking the algorithm. But yeah, so those are my top three. I would say as well.
Oh, well, I like it a lot.
Maybe a little bit of Disneyland in there. A little Disney stuff gets snuck in there every once in a while.
What did you send me about Disneyland?
Disneyland. Yeah, big update. They just got out of their like big meeting recently with like the CFO and the CEO and stuff, and they had their financial planning for the next 10 years. They're dumping $60 billion into the theme parks for Disney. This is now across the world, so it's a lot of different parks. A lot of it's going into Florida parks. But $60 billion is, I think, triple what they spent over the last decade. So in this future decade, they're spending three times as much as they did. And they spent a lot on the parks the last decade. So I'm pumped. They're getting a lot of new rides. And they're going to make – one of their biggest priority is to make the parks less crowded so the rides don't take as long and the lines aren't as long, which I love that. Love to hear that. So yeah,
I wonder how they make that work. Make the
more big rides to then spread out the crowds out further. So because every big ride you add, right? That takes away another 500 people into that ride or whatever. How many people it is?
Totally.
So
there's more rides everywhere. I like that. Yeah. More fun.
Mm-hmm. And more e-ticket rides, which is like the big ones. So
e-ticket, interesting. What is your number one Disneyland park you'd like to go to, Edward?
Tokyo Disney Sea.
Is that just because it's in Tokyo, or is that because it's the best park?
It's the best one by a landslide. Every ranking has it the best. I've watched videos on it. It's just the best park. It's graded the highest on everything. It's more of an adult park too. It's more catered to like young adults and adults, which obviously we're adults at this point. And yeah, Tokyo Disney Sea. And I think I might be going there in June. So
that's crazy. What makes it better?
What makes it better? So it's Tokyo Disney Sea. It's the only Disney Sea that there is, and there's all these different port. So there's like the Mediterranean port/sea. There's the American Boston Tea Party type thing. So it's like all the different lands, but instead of like, you know, it's Disneyland, right? Disneyland. So there's different lands. This is Disney Sea. So there's all these different seas. So there's like water everywhere. Whoa. There's like crazy mountains and like different, there's like tropical area of water. There's like all these different types of like seas. And it's just a really well put together park. It has like the best rides. Super clean. It's like, Disney just outdid themselves. If you want to look it up after, you should, because it's visually spectacular.
That's why. So Eddie Eats, really, he got me into
Disney. They serve drinks, too.
That's fantastic. Eddie Eats really got me into Disneyland. So I've grown up in Orange County my whole life, and I've been to Disneyland, but it was never really my forte. I've been to Disneyland, is it twice or three times?
Twice.
Okay, twice with Eddie, and I'm kind of a Disney guy now. It's really fun. It's super fun.
Yeah.
I've never looked at any Disneyland rankings, but I do like going. It's a good time. I like the rides, the foods. Honestly, the food isn't great, but it's a good time. It's fun. Yeah. And I do like all the fantasy. It's cool. It's interesting, especially now that it's like Star Wars.
Yeah, we just needed to space out our two Disneyland trips a little bit more, or maybe go to the Florida one or something. We just hammered the Disneyland a little bit too quick after.
Yeah, Disneyland's done for me for a long time, but it's a great time. It's really fun.
Same.
All right. Well, we spent a lot of time in that Eats segment. I think we should step out. We should step out right into the hot dish.
Right out of that Eats, because we got the Warriors about to tip off, so we really do got to step out. Let's go hot dish of the week. So,
Eddie, mind if I get this going right now?
Yeah, get it going.
Okay, my hot dish of the week, I'm going to apologize in advance because this is something that I kind of talked about, I think it was even last week. I think last week was my Trader Joe's marinated meats. But I was at Trader Joe's 2 days ago, and they dropped a new meat. They dropped a new marinade. This is bulgogi boneless spare ribs. Boneless beef spare ribs from Trader Joe's. These things are home run grand slam out of the park. They're blowing my mind. I've been eating them.
Say it one more time.
So it's spelled – it's bool, B-O-O-L, kogi, K-O-G-I, boneless beef spare ribs. They are very delicious. They're really, really good. They're sesame. They have some sesame in the marinade. They're so good. I ate it all day yesterday. I could not get enough. I started with just the meat, and then I made it a burrito later at night because I had some left over. And it hit every single way possible. I made it spicy one time. I made it not that spicy the other time. So good, though. And especially with a little bit of avocado and some salt and pepper, a little bit of garlic. Mm. So, so good. But boneless beef spare ribs at a Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, they're doing it right there. I'm a through and through. I'm a Ralph's guy. If I'm going for my normal groceries, but the Trader Joe's marinated meats are ridiculous.
So, guess who went and got some Trader Joe's marinated meats after listening to the podcast?
Oh my gosh! Tell me more.
Ben Daddy went right away to Trader Joe's after hearing the Trevor Eats Hot Dish of the Week and got herself a bunch of Trader Joe's stuff based off your recommendation. And said she loved it.
You hear that, Trader Joe's? We're moving units. We're moving You're units, moving Trader some Joe's.
Product right away.
It's your move, Trader Joe's. Ball's in your court.
Yep. So she's very pleased about
that. Which ones did she get?
I don't even know. She was like, "Oh, I got a bunch of the Trader Joe's stuff that Trevor was talking about." So, yeah.
Did she like them? Have you talked to her about it?
Oh yeah, she said she loved them. She said that's awesome.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're so fantastic. All right, Ed, what do you got for your hot dish of the week?
So my hot dish of the week. This is something that I've talked about on the show a decent amount. I've never given it this homage before, but this is why it's so important for the challenge. It's sweet potatoes. So the reason why it's so important to the challenge is because I've loading up on sweet potatoes today for two reasons. To expand my stomach to make room for all the eggs tomorrow, but also it's not super calorie dense. So it expands the stomach without being calorie dense, and it's loaded with carbs. So it'll give me the energy that I need to walk all day tomorrow. And I also just love sweet potatoes. They're just so, so good. They're one of my favorite foods. Probably one sweet potato every day.
How are you cooking these sweet potatoes, Edward?
So usually when I'm at school, I'll just microwave them for 5 minutes. But right now I'm boiling them to maintain the most amount of nutrients possible in those sweet potatoes.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Boil those suckers. And yeah, so I've had two already. I'm about to go home my third one, watch the Warriors game. And yeah, it's perfect because, like I said, it gives me all those carbs. Because the eggs don't have carbs in them. People don't really realize that. So I'm probably about halfway through the day, I'm going to kind of run out of energy because I'm going to be walking so much. And I'm going to have to probably divert and eat something else on top of the eggs in order to maintain some energy. But yeah, so sweet potatoes are the best. I love them for so many different reasons. Very great. Really, really good for you. Tastes great. Go with a lot of things. Yeah. Sweet potatoes.
So I just looked this up, and how many – so you're eating 100 eggs, but – that's like 7,000 calories in one day. That's almost a 10K challenge.
Almost just running it back. Because I'll probably burn around 10,000 calories.
That's because I didn't think I got like 100 eggs. But I didn't think about the calories. Where you're going to be eating so.
It's a lot of calories. That's crazy. So that's why
you think you're going to hard boil most of them or cook most of them, or how do you think you're going to do it?
All different ways. Omelet, scramble, sunny side up, sunny side down. Like yolk runny, yolk not runny. Every single kind of you can think of. I also want to do a couple raw. Just crack it and just put it right in my mouth for the video.
That's sick. I've done that. Like, I have to do that for the video. Bad. You just gotta swallow it down, throw it around, right? Boom.
Yeah, I'll just give a little shake, a shake, and then throw it down.
That's so gnarly.
So yeah,
you should crack it in your mouth. You crack it in your mouth and then shake some salt and pepper in there.
Yeah, it's such a good idea. That's such a good idea. I'm so doing that. Okay, I'm sure doing that.
Perfect. I'm glad sweet potatoes got their notice right there. They deserve the hot dish of the week from Edward, because that's big.
They did.
Trevor Talks personally, not a sweet potato guy. Never have been. Don't think I ever will be. Maybe one day, actually.
I'm more of a normal potato guy.
Oh, I love it. I love my salted potatoes. I love normal potato fries.
Yep, whenever we go to the store, he always gets the normal potato. I'm always getting the sweet potato.
The yin to Edward's yang, some might say.
As Don King would say, sweet potato.
For all those who know Don King. Jack's going to love that. Oh, gosh. Okay, Ed. Let's roll. Rage Rave of the Week. We're here. It happens every time. What are we going with that? I want to hear your rage of the week, because I think I know what it's going to be, and I think we should get into it.
So I need to do the one I had written down first, and then I'll go into the one that just stumbled upon ahead of us.
Of course.
My one I had originally was homeless people everywhere and gunshots all around my house. So today we got like 3 notices about gunshots, and we all heard them. And usually I won't even acknowledge the notices, because I get like about 5 to 6 a day of like, oh, there's a stabbing here, there's a shooting here, there's a stabbing here, blah, 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 robbery here, armed robbery there, because there's just, that's happening everywhere around me in Seattle, right? So I don't really think about it. But today we actually heard the gunshot, and it was the street, in the note on their text said that it was the street next to us that the gunshot happened. We heard it. So that's pretty alarming. Also, just the amount of homeless people in Seattle, I can't even go to Safeway and get my sweet potato without people just doing drugs right in the entry, yelling at me, screaming at me nonsense. It's pretty crazy. Seattle's getting pretty gnarly. So that's my rage of the week.
Sunny San Diego is waiting for you, Ed.
Oh, God, I know. I really – every time I see someone kind of come at me with their drugs, I think about going to San Diego. Anyways, my big rage of the week that just happened is technology again. I know I've bored the listeners with all my technology mishaps, but I went out there. I went to the Apple Store. I bought a new mic. I bought a new camera. I bought all these different connectors to have USB to USB-C, all these different connectors to make sure everything connected, whatever I needed, whatever roadblock I hit, I'd bounce through that roadblock and be able to make the podcast work. And we go to do it today and nothing was working. I couldn't use my brand new microphone that I got. My camera wasn't working. I went and got a new, that's part of my other thing, but I got a new phone and nothing seems to work. So I don't know if I'm just haunted with bad technology luck or what's going on, but it's just... Trevor knows I was very pissed off before the show started. I was just in a bad mood. It puts me in a bad mood when technology doesn't work, when I spend a bunch of money to make it work. I was in a bad mood. That was my rage of the week for sure. My blood was boiling.
Eddie Eats was not as chipper as he usually is. Very chipper, go-lucky guy. Eddie was not happy with the technology, but we're here. And it's the Outside Noise Show. We turn it on. It's all good. We're all happy. We got the vibes back up. I made sure I gave him a little kick in the rear, and we're rolling now. It's a great episode, great show so far. So I'm sorry about that, Ed. I know technology makes me mad too. When it doesn't work, can you just like, why doesn't this work? Like, I just don't understand, because it's so, it's crazy technology, because we have this thing and like, there's just no way. Like, I can comprehend how a pencil works, I can comprehend how a skateboard works for the most part. I have no idea how my computer does anything it does at all. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a scientist. So when something like that isn't working, it's so frustrating, because you're just like, work. Like, I don't know what's not working, but just fix yourself when it's such a complicated thing. But it's just so frustrating. You just feel so helpless. It's annoying. But
a
lot of deep breaths, and you got it. And it's all you're learning. It's testing your patience, which you're going to need on the 100K challenge, where you eat 100 eggs. And walk
so hopefully, steps. Hopefully next week the mic will be clearer for the listeners.
Oh yeah. Well, the listeners, they're tough. If they're still here, if they made it this far, that'll be all right for one more week.
If there's
but we are giving you guys the best listening pleasure as possible. Okay, I'm gonna get into my rage of the week. And I know I've done this before. It's different, but I've done this before. It is once again with myself. This is my third time doing it myself, but it had to be done. And it happened today, and I was just like, this has gotta be rage of the week. So I was in the library being a good boy. I was doing my work. I was studying. I was in class in the library doing all my stuff. And I had a class coming up in an hour and I was hungry. And I was like, oh my gosh, I kind of wanted to just go to the food court and go get like a little like chicken bowl or a sandwich or something. But I was like, no, I went to Trader Joe's 2 days ago. Like I said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat the food that I bought, which the food is Costco marinated meats. And so I felt good about myself. I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm being smart. I'm going to just go do that. I'm not going to spend more money.
Save a little money. That food court is crazy expensive too.
Super expensive, but it's very good. But anyway, I'm skating to my apartment. I can see my apartment building. I'm at like the last minute of like a 10-minute skate from campus. And I don't know what I was looking at. I think it was like a bird or some sort of semi-wild animal, and wasn't paying attention. I skated into a crack and then started to fall, and I'm usually a very nimble guy. And I'm not trying to, pump my own tires here.
No, but you should see this guy on the skateboard. He was blowing me away. I was, like, in shock when he was doing all these tricks on the skateboard. How is this guy not falling? This guy is not a usual faller.
Yeah, so I skateboarded a lot in, like, middle school and high school. So I know, even if I'm going to fall, I know how to fall where I'm not really going to hurt myself, and I can kind of roll and use my momentum and pop up. But I had my backpack with my full computer, a full water jug, a notebook, a sweatshirt, a bunch of random little like AirPods. And I had my big ear headphones on because I left one of my AirPods at home last weekend. So I had my big over-the-ear headphones and I ate it. I fell so hard and just so I know when I fall and I'm like, I did that right. I did not fall right. Like, I was just so surprised I was actually going down because I just did not. I thought I was going to make it out, but just went down hard. Landed on my back, my whole shirt came up, my hat and headphones went flying. They kind of chipped, but everything's okay. And I had my full backpack on and just ate it, like hit the ground hard. It wasn't a graceful fall. And
any
I got
blood or bruises?
I cut my elbow a little bit. I'm showing Edward on the camera right now. It's not too bad, but my hip and my back, large abrasion. I'd say like a 9-inch by 4-inch. Abrasion, like scrape on my back, and then a bruise on my hip bone. Like I just ate it. Like I just totally ate it.
Was there anyone that saw you and you got up and looked around? Were people like looking at you?
Yeah. So luckily not, because I've fallen one other time skateboarding on campus, and it was in front of so many people, and it was so embarrassing. Ooh. But this time, luckily, I got up and like no one was really looking, which was good. Like it was kind of secluded, luckily. But dude, I fell so hard, and I fell. You know how the driveways, how they dip down where your car goes, and they dip back up where the sidewalk. I fell off the dip down, and then fell into the dip up. So I almost landed on like an uphill too, which just sucked. But
do you think there's any way we can get the security footage?
I was thinking about it. It was right in front of a sorority house, so I could maybe hit him up, but I'm also like, I'm also embarrassed.
I don't want to see that. Yeah.
But it was right in front of a sorority house, so they probably have cameras out front. But dude,
you might want to ask. That could be a great clip we could post to our Outside Noise Show Instagram that we're going to make at some point.
I'll make some phone calls.
Yeah. That'd be the best.
Oh my gosh. It was so bad.
All your crap is flying out everywhere.
Dude, my headphones flying off, my hat flying off. It was crazy.
I bet you in the video too, you can see yourself get up and kind of like look around to see if anyone
saw it. I like looked everywhere and I'm like, wow, I can't believe no one saw it. Like, maybe some cars, but nothing bad.
The other time I fell,
Was right in front of the freshman dorms. So there was just like 100 freshmen just like cruising around and ate it like right in front of like probably like 40 people. It was crazy. It was so bad. And I fell. So it was so bad. I was coming back from the gym and I had my headphones or earbuds in. And I fell straight on my back this time because I thought my foot was going to hit the ground to slow down, but I just somehow missed the ground. So I just went straight back and I hit just flat on my back and knocked the wind out of myself. So I went right into the ground. So it probably sounded so bad. Like I'm sure people were just cringing and I got out of there. So
that was like breathing because you're a junior when you first got here.
Yeah, this was in like October. This was like a while ago, but still pretty not good.
That's awesome. Okay, rave of the week.
Rave of the week. Let's do it.
Rave of the week for me is I kind of just previously mentioned, just got a new phone. So I just got a new iPhone 15, just upgraded from the 12. My life is going to be changed now with my battery, with hopefully my technology issues will improve now that I have a working phone. It was a long time in the T-Mobile store, but I think it's worth it. This is going to be really good. I'm going to use the cinematic mode on this camera for my video tomorrow, as well as my GoPro. But I think, because there's, you know how there's all those commercials, like, shot on iPhone 15. I'm thinking I could make my video shot on iPhone 15, my 100K. So I'm hoping the camera quality will be good enough for the iPhone.
I do have a question, Edward, which is, yes. The question is, did you get a phone wallet for this new phone? Because you are an avid phone wallet guy.
It is on the way.
The whole time I've known you. Okay, good.
It is on the way. A new case and phone wallet are on the way. My old one doesn't quite fit around the new phone. So right now my phone wallet is just acting as my wallet. But yeah, I lose wallets a lot if I don't have a phone wallet. So I will be getting one of those for sure. Great question. I do, sadly.
What are your top, can you give me your top three loses, like things you've lost that you regret the most?
Other than wallet, I would say my Vuori new super nice hoodie I lost in Peru.
You lost that AirPod in Kenya, right?
I lost an AirPod in Kenya. I've lost a couple new sets of, not new AirPods, but like new, like the cheap ones. I've lost both of those. I'm pretty sure my Vuori shorts are at your house. My like gray one, or my like, they're like kind of green. I'm pretty sure they're at your house.
I found your polo. I haven't seen Vuori. Yeah. I'll look around, but I haven't seen any Vuori shirts.
Yeah. I think they're in a bag with my other shirt that's there. Maybe they got thrown away or something, but that was another sad one that I lost. But yeah, so those are some pretty bad things I've lost. I'm sure there's been others, but yeah, I'm a bad loser. Our friend of the show, every time I see him, will get me a new pair of sunglasses because he always gets these little cheap sunglasses from like conventions or whatever. So Jack gives me a new pair of sunglasses, which is pretty funny. And I do a pretty good job of not losing those. I did break one, though, in Cabo.
Eddie, you're a little bit of but with your phone, you don't lose your phone. That's good. You never lose your phone, and
good with that, which is super important because it has my wallet on it, too. So that's mega important. I almost lost it in Croatia when my phone was at the bottom of the of the shame steps from Game of Thrones, and I was on the top. That was almost the time I lost my phone.
Thank God. Okay. All right. I'm going to get to my rave of the week here. This is something I almost put it as my hot dish of the week, but I want it to be my rave because it's more of a lifestyle choice, I think, that I'm going to continue to make. Is this week I've really, really embraced spicy foods. So I've always been a sriracha guy. I've always liked to put a little bit of spice in my stuff. But I never really went super spicy because in my mind I was like, that's going to ruin the flavor. But I've been getting hot. So with my boneless beef spare ribs, the first time I ate them like kind of normal, but for lunch when I had them, so this was, I had breakfast normal, lunch, I went spicy. So I got this jalapeno garlic hot sauce and just doused it up. Like I was like, let's just see what happens if I just go really hot. So I doused that up, and it was good. I was burning, but I liked it. I was like, I understand why people like this. And even today, and last night, in my burrito, I've been using these jalapenos. I got these diced jalapenos and sriracha and the jalapeno hot sauce, And I put that in my burrito last night. It was so good. And then today I had some ground beef left over with some vegetables. So I put a bunch of sriracha, a bunch of jalapenos cut up, and then a bunch of jalapeno hot sauce into my little concoction. And I like it. It's fun. Like it honestly gets me excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy.
It's going to be spicy. So yeah, Trevor sent me a video of his ground beef or a picture of his ground beef. Said rate it. And I didn't give it a very high rating because I'm not a big spice guy. And I saw that spicy stuff in there and I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, I thought you might think it was ketchup or something. I'd get away with it. But but yeah, I love whenever I have a nice bowl of ground beef, I send it to Edward and get a rating. And I found some good ones, but Edward, he likes his avocado in there. But not really sweet potatoes.
Those are my big three.
Yeah, avocado, sweet potato, but you don't really like the other carbs. Like, you don't really want the potatoes. You don't want the rice. So that's tough.
Look, we have a little bit different GB wants and needs.
Preferences.
Jesus. Yes. Okay.
All right, Edward.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to go watch the Warriors game, and I'm going to kick some ass tomorrow on this 100K challenge. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about it after I complete it.
That's awesome. All right. Well, when people hear this, you will be in the 100K challenge. Because it's going to post tomorrow morning.
When people hear this, I'll be in it. If you want to give me some oomph, or honestly, even call me or face, I'm going to be so bored tomorrow. So if you hear this, feel free to contact and give me some words of encouragement if you want.
Eddie Eats line is open on April 17th, Wednesday.
Yes. Doing nothing.
Thank you all for listening.
We're doing a lot. Doing a lot, but also, yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Really appreciate it. Good luck to Eddie on his 100K challenge. I believe in you so much. And I can't wait to hear more about it. I can't wait to see the video.
Threw it together today.
10K challenge on the way. 10K challenge is on the way.
Yep.
Mark your calendars. I don't know for what day, but mark your calendars. 10K challenge is coming.
We're going to have a big drop release day.
We're going to figure it out. But we can't wait for it all to come out. It's going to be beautiful. Everything's going to be great. And goodbye.
Go Dawgs.